It's also indeed a great honor and privilege to welcome our beloved Ipe Joseph Achin to our St. John's Marthoma congregation for the first time. Achin is not a stranger to any of us. He is our former vicar here in Detroit. So it's a great day of joy for us to be able to reconnect with Achin, to see him again, and also to take part in the service that Achin is leading this morning. So I want to use this opportunity to once again welcome our beloved Ipe Joseph Achin to Detroit and welcome him to this new congregation. Thank you, Achin, for accepting our invitation to be here with us this morning. It's indeed a great honor for us to be in your presence. Especially, we thank Achin for also bringing along beloved Kochima, Achin's daughter, and their family as well. We thank you for paying this visit to us, and we thank you that you are taking time to enjoy this spiritual fellowship that we have here at St. John's Marthoma Congregation. So on behalf of all the members of the congregation, I would like to welcome Kochima and their family to our St. John's Marthoma congregation. Also, I would like to invite our beloved Achin to share the word of God with us this morning.
Peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a great delight and privilege for us to be with you worshiping this morning. I congratulate the St. John's Church for its dedication last month, and also this beautiful congregation. With a grateful heart, I thank most respected Christopher Achin for allowing us to come, for inviting us, and also his warm words of welcome. Along with me, as Achin said, Bila, my wife, and our daughter Anina, and her family, son-in-law Mr. Worky, and our grandchildren Liana and Joshua, and are with us. Anina was 1.5 years to 5 years when she was here in Detroit. Some of you remember her. And Worky is a CPA, chartered accountant, and children are in the school. So we are traveling, and at the moment I am working for the moderator of the Church of North India. For him, we will be offering prayers today. His name is Most Reverend Dr. P.C. Singh. Like our Metropolitan, he is also the Metropolitan of the President of the Church of North India, which has got 27 dioceses, all the states except the southern five states. So through the Metropolitan, the moderator asked my services. Last 3 years, I am with him. My main job is to help him with in his communication department. I started it for him. And then also to be his advisor for ecumenical affairs, because he's also the president of the National Council of Churches in India and the Bible Society of India and many other organizations. People write the sermons for the President of India, Prime Minister of India. Others write the sermons, speeches. So part of my job is also prepare sermons for the Most Reverend Dr. P.C. Singh. That keeps us busy. So part of the days, we are in Jabalpur, where the diocese of the moderator is located, and the rest of the time in Kurienur, in our 100-year-old house, renovated house. So greetings to you, and so delighted. On the day of dedication, Achin, I send a message as a family, greetings and good wishes to you, but I send it through Kunya, your Thomas, but then it reached him only later. So you couldn't hear our greetings during that time, but our prayers are with you. And one more minute. My family and I came here, as all of you know, shortly after Christopher Columbus. So that was 47 years ago. We came here, and then there were no congregations. So there were only two Marthoma Achins here in the North American continent, Canada and USA, One was placed in New York and the other one in Chicago, me. And then I had the responsibility of the whole of Canada, the Midwest and all. I was asked to collect our members together and develop congregations and then to parishes. When I left here, I think there were about 80 families here in Detroit. Now it has grown up so much. I still keep the accounts of those times. If you have any doubts, you can ask me. What else? Okay, I'm joking. Then it's very good that you have become a new congregation. That's why I congratulated you. It's a sign of growth. And I asked many people whether St. John's congregation came out as a result of the fight within the big congregation. Nobody told me that's the reason. Everybody said it's a sign of growth for the people who are living in this area. And I'm very sure that more people will join here from the same area. Otherwise, too far. So may God bless you, and especially I congratulate Christopher Achan, who is a product of this country. So he knows the culture. He grew up here, so he'll be a better shepherd than Achan's coming from Kerala. That includes me also. So all the best, Achan, in your ministry. And the lay leaders, of course, Kunya and Alice, they are our family members. Of course, there are other families also, I know. So God bless all of you. Achan said, we have to finish at 10. 10. But those who know me, I speak only for 10 minutes or less. This is a Sunday where we were remembering Jesus calling the disciples after resurrection, before ascension. Some Gospels record this as the moment of ascension, but it doesn't say in Matthew's Gospel. He's only blessing them. And the theme for this year, this Sunday, according to Marthoma calendar, is the hope that generates out of resurrection. These days, we had the Holy Passion Week and then the hope of resurrection. And what we saw was the struggle between darkness and light. Darkness and light. And resurrection tells us that the ultimate victory in our life is the victory of life, a light and life. There are three words which are synonyms. One is three sets of words. One set is darkness, light. The other is life, death. The third one is evil and goodness. So this struggle has been happening, and we saw the passion of Jesus Christ, how the evil was trying to overcome the good. And for a moment, Jesus gave a chance to the evil one to seemingly declare their victory on the cross. He died. The good thing, the light became darkness for a moment. The whole earth was covered with darkness. But this morning, I want to submit before you is that in our own life, there is a continuous struggle between life and death. Light and life, and darkness. And of course, evil and goodness. At one time, when I was a student, the definition of darkness, very simple, it was very simple. Darkness is absence of light. It's not right. It's not right at all. It's like, at that time also I learned that atom is the indivisible part of matter. That time. Now you know it is not indivisible. It can be broken. Boom. You can make bombs and break the atom. But then, darkness is no more the absence of light. darkness is as real as light is. You must have read or seen the news last month, I think, they discovered a black hole somewhere in the remote corner of the universe, millions of light years ago, light years far. And that black hole, photographed by 12 telescopes placed all over the world, those telescopes took the picture and collated it, combined it, and made the picture of a black hole. You saw it, right? I think all of you saw it. And it says that black hole, millions of light years far away, that black hole can swallow those stars in the universe just like a lizard is swallowing one of those little creatures, mosquitoes. It says that our sun, which belongs to a small galaxy in the universe, our sun, hundreds and thousands of suns can be swallowed into this black hole and no light will come out. It will still be a black hole. What I'm saying is, darkness is as powerful as light is in our life. So, how does it reflect in our own life? Jesus is calling his disciples and say, now the light has the ultimate victory. I have come out. I have killed. I have subdued death. So, he's saying that stay by light. In our own life, the experience of light need to be there. When we struggle, you become moody. Some of us have frustrations. Some of us go to difficult mental conditions because of the effect of evil. But the hope is the Lord Jesus is with us, will keep us always in the light. Because the Lord said, you are the light of the world. I am also the light of the world, he said. So I can lighten you, so you'll be the light of the earth. Just to keep, I'm a Christian educator, so just to keep your memory fixed. The struggle between the evil and the goodness, or the life and death. A few years ago, a picture came out in the newspapers. I don't know who drew that picture. It's a picture of a small young elephant, robust young elephant, going to a lake. From that lake emerges, alligator. Alligator, as big as the elephant. The alligator catches hold of the front leg of the elephant who was trying to drink some water from that lake. Then the alligator was trying to pull that elephant into the deep waters. It was very vivid in the pictures. And the elephant was trying to pull that alligator to the ground, also save his leg. Probably when the alligator comes out, he will trample it under his feet. That was a picture. And the title given is The Struggle Between Life and Death. In our own country, not your country, in India, very elections are over. So, you have seen Asianet yesterday declaring how many did the fake voting. Darkness. And in our government, we have a government which is pro-Hindu. The General Secretary of the BJP declared that 2022, India will have only three kind of people. One is Hindu, the other is Sikh, and the third is Buddhist. What did he say? He said, Islam, Christians, we will wipe them away. The general secretary, nobody else. Amit Shah. In a veiled sentence, he said that way. Darkness and struggle. And in Kerala, where you come from, your roots are, people live comfortably. Nobody has disturbed them. Most of them did not take part in the freedom struggle of India because there was no British great influence there. So, but then, now the time has come. Our own junction, which is known as Madurampally Country Junction, that has become a center. If you want to go in the night where we are born, there is a group of people there. All of them know us. They don't tell anything to us. But they will park their bike this way. Yeah, they will give you enough space for you to pass your car. You may have to stop and request them to slightly move it. They are there at 3 in the morning, 11 in the night. They have made that place all suffering. There's a struggle. Friends, what I'm saying is, I will close now. We should not be disappointed by the power of the darkness. It is real. It is strong. It's in your personal life, in your family life, in your social life, in your political life. But the risen Lord says, I have been given the whole authority. Now, darkness has no authority. I have overcome darkness, death. So stay with me and tell other people, go unto the uttermost part of the earth. Tell them about this. So may God bless you and may God bless this congregation and let your membership increase in the future. Thank you for this occasion. Just someone will pray over. Okay.